Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's a business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm a Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all be cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave everybody out. Don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, I say, this is L. Rock Smith Bay. I am your host. And tonight, it is July 13th, 2017. We're going to get right into the Uniform Commercial Code, also known as the UCC. And how it applies to us, okay? This is part two of our series, all right? So we got a lot of material to cover. And if you didn't stick with me from the previous part show last night, which was part one, I would advise you to go back and check that out. But as always, I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight's show. And as always, I must thank the Oncasters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information, because it's very important to my people and to the world, okay, that they know who they are, their identity, because everyone was put on this earth for a reason. We all have our path, okay? And it all begins with knowing yourself first, identity. And that is the underlying issue at hand. We don't know who we are, where we're from, right? And that we don't know what we're supposed to do. This is why I started the UCC, because we're going to deal with, you know, a lot of the so-called laws that you call, which aren't really laws. They're statutes and codes and stipulations that only apply to corporations. Okay? Because the United States government is actually a corporation. This is why they must have a CEO, a chief executive officer, right? That is a commercial corporate term. Okay? This is why they must have so much wars so they can fund the corporation United States. This is why they must have a war on terror. You know what I'm saying? A war on drugs, right? A war on cyberspace. You know, they must have a war because the United States has been in a state of perpetual war since the founding of the corporation, all right? So, again, I have an article that I'm going to read from dealing with the UCC. And if you want to go back and read it for yourself, the title of the article is The UCC and You. All right? Some very valid information. So let's get into it. So what is the UCC? You know, we went over this last night, but it's always great to go over it again. Repetition. The Uniform Commercial Code Law governs all commercial transactions, okay? Anything dealing with commerce includes 11 articles covering a variety of areas such as sales, negotiable instruments, bank deposits and collections, and investment security. You know, this is very important for us to know, because like I said, this is where they're trapping us at in what is the so-called law, all right? All these codes, rules and regulation, and statutes. So in order to get out of it, you must first go in. You know, it's like Neo going in the Matrix. He had to go with Konanda, the Uniform Commercial Code, also known as the UCC. Also deals with financing statements. And financing statements are filed as a public notice of a security interest in collateral. Again, y'all, so we can just kind of get familiar with the terms, you know, and the definition of the words, because we're going to use these words a lot. Okay. Got to understand, like I keep telling you, United States of America is a corporation. And if you don't believe me, look up what is the first articles that were brought into existence dealing with this corporation. Look up the Articles of Association. Okay, this is with George Washington, John Adams, you know, during the time frame in 1780s, 1770s, all right, and dealing with the colony that actually first came over here known as the Virginia Company. That was officially when the corporation was actually created, 1620. But now we're going to the 1780s and 1770s when they brought the corporation into existence with 13 other corporations or colonies known as states or the 13 colonies, okay? And like I said, if you don't believe me, go look up the Articles of Association. And what you will find is that the Articles of Association is a document of incorporation, okay? This is where the United States of America Corporation was created. And when you create a corporation, you have to have a memorandum and incorporation papers. And that is exactly what the Articles of Confederation, the Articles of Association, and the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These are all contracts. Okay. Association. And think about why the United States of America have to have those articles. And now, dealing with commerce and corporate law, there's something known as consent, okay? Consent is you giving your permission. You know, a permit, basically, at root word, perm. You know, you need a permit. You got to get permission from somebody. If you got to get a permit to fish, you're getting permission to do something. All right, that means, so if you have to get a driver's license to travel in your own private car, you have to get permission. And as I was saying, consent is the largest issue in contract law. It's something that has worked in all levels. It works everywhere because it is the law. And law is defined as a rule or regulation from a government to its citizens. Okay. When you look into a consensual encounter or voluntary compliance thing that happens when you get pulled over, for instance, what happens to you? What do they do? What's the first thing they ask for? Can I see your driver's license or registration? Or can I see your papers? Okay. They're asking you to voluntarily give them their papers, agreement, so that they can charge you. Why? Because they own that contract, right? That driver's license that you apply for. You unknowingly waive your rights. Then you pay for that license. You didn't know it, but you turned all your rights into certain privileges, and you went in and asked them for it and paid them for it, and they have the proof of it simply by seeing your state of XYZ driver's license, okay? The Fourth Amendment is about contract, and the Fourth Amendment is probably the most powerful amendment, powerful law, and powerful set of words in law. And I would advise y'all to read a court case titled Brown versus Texas, okay? Brown versus Texas. It's a case law that, you know, you want to definitely read. And after you read it, you're going to need to ask yourself this question. Does it grant any rights or does it impose a liability? Okay? So look up Brown versus Texas and read that case. Consent. I do not agree or consent. What they are doing to you is that they, as a corporation, are coming up to you as a corporation and asking you to contract with them. Okay? Now, these police officers, they're really policy enforcers. Okay? Their job is generate revenue. All right, they have a certain quota they have to make. Right, and the information works because of the way that the code is set up. That's what the UCC is. So many people, you know, talk about the Uniform Commercial Code because they may not have, like, an understanding of what it is and where it's applied. You know, I'm going to try to break that down, simple, over larger senses with too much information at once. So we're just going to keep it moving. Continue reading from this article. Go over a little history again. In 1950, some major changes took place in the way government came about. Okay. Congress passed the District of Columbia Organic Act. That's another important act you should look up. District of Columbia Act, okay, which formed a corporation known as the District of Columbia, or, you know, D.C., all right? And this corporation was reorganized in 1878 and renamed the United States government, okay? And it also trademarked the names United States, U.S., USA, you know, U.S. of A in America, right? So, like, all those names trademarked by the United States Corporation. So this is why if you hear certain people say United States of America and America are two separate entities, meaning the United States and America, the land that you're standing on, is two separate entities. One is a corporation and one is the land that you're standing on. Okay. I said we're also going to deal with words of law, also known as legalese. Okay, this is a language of law where they use words to control you and to manipulate you, and, you know, in a certain contracts or saying things that you don't comprehend to get your consent. For instance, the person. Under United States Code, a person defined as a corporation, organization, association, partnership, or any other combination of individuals. Okay? That is the legal definition of a person. So when they say person, who are they talking about? They can't be talking about a flesh and blood living person, because you got to remember, in contract law or corporate law, this is very important. Corporations can only interact with another corporation. They can only do business with another corporation. Okay. And on the next show, I'm going to have the course law, the case law that actually, you know, goes in depth and has that written down, you know, in court to validate that for some people who just don't believe it by word of mouth. Have the case tomorrow night, all right? And let's look at some other definitions, all right? Foreign principle. What is that definition? The term foreign principle, as defined in the United States Code, is a government of a foreign country. Definition of foreign principle. Okay. Also, partnership, association, corporation, organization, or any other combination of persons organized under the laws of having its principal place of business in a foreign country. Okay. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in, you know what I'm saying? Voice your input or questions. Now is the time to do so. And I'm really amazed at how much time has disappeared. Got about 5 minutes remaining in the show. Not quite sure where the time went. Who's on the line? All right, we have one caller. Last four digits ending in 1557. You have a question or comment? Four digits ending in 1557. You have a question or comment?
Hey, brother, peace. How you doing, man?
Greetings, bro. I'm straight, man. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Yeah, honestly, I came in real late, so I just got onto the Intel. So I have a question. You said you're going to be doing this tomorrow, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. 10 o'clock.
PM. Okay. All right, so 10 o'clock. Now, is this, like, going to be, like a 2-day weekly? Like, what's the schedule looking like also?
Okay. Yeah, I do this on a daily basis, 10 p.m. Central time zone or Texas time. And, yeah, I try to do it every night.
All right, cool. Now, you said, just real quick, you said to look up District of Columbia Act, Brown versus Texas, and you said something about foreign principle, right? You want us to look that up as well?
Yeah, foreign principle would be also great to look into, get familiar with.
All right, cool. Yeah, like I said, I just came in, like, right at the tail end, so those last three things was basically the last three things I heard.
All right, sweet. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right, let's see if we have any callers. That looks about it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, bring the show to a close. You know, again, tomorrow will be part three. I'm going to continue where we left off. Definitely look up those definitions and look into the case laws that I, provided. So that way you kind of stay informed and get familiarized with the information and kind of keep up with me as I go along. I like to thank all my callers and listeners for tuning in to another episode of UCC Introduction. This is part two of a 12-part series. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Texas time zone. With that being said, your identity is your most powerful possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, Wado, thank you.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California. Texas and from North Carolina and from South Carolina and Virginia, from Illinois and from West Virginia, from Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave it right out. Don't get mad, because I just, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan, yeah. I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, Just give me a little time.